You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Monday, April the 21st of 2025. Overcast skies, light rain, fog, mist in downtown Wausau. At our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, temperature stands at 39 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. A few technical issues. I think over the weekend as I came in, I saw a couple of different items that looked like we had some sort of power outage here at our studios, and it caused us a couple of issues that caused us to be a little bit late of getting on the air. Apologize for that, but just going to, you know, meet every obstacle as it comes here on this Monday morning. Not the best way to start off a Monday, but doggone it, we're going to plow right on through. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we will be joined by Brittany Merlot. She will let us know about the forecast. Again, boy, we had a bit of a drencher starting last night into the overnight and even now here into this morning. Quite a bit of rain has fallen here in north central Wisconsin. We'll find out how long it will stay, whether it's going to come to an end anytime soon. She'll be with us coming up at 8:21 this morning. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we will have our daily history lesson. We will talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, talk about some of the celebrity birthdays that are going on, talk about some of the famous events that are being acknowledged today. And then, of course, we will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. And when we do that, we give our in-studio engineer and producer Ian Welsh three different choices, one of which is our correct number for the day, two of which are incorrect, and then we give him that challenge, and we follow along. We keep track of his success rate for the week, and then at the end of the week, see where we stand, whether it's a passing grade or whether it's a failing grade, whether it's a winning week, whether it's a great week, whether it's an all-time week. But we will follow along for the start of another new week with Ian. And he is sitting across the way in the producer's room, across the way behind the window. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chuck.
Well, how did the weekend go? Holiday weekend? I guess number one, holiday weekend is one thing. And of course, everybody had a holiday weekend. Everybody went through their Easter weekend, and many of the folks out there got together with their families and friends and had celebrations yesterday. But with you, it was not just Easter yesterday, but it was actually your birthday. You celebrated number 31 yesterday. How did that go?
Yes, I did. You know, honestly, it was a really nice birthday. My sister had come up from Madison because her birthday was on the 18th of April. So we actually celebrated both of our birthdays on the same weekend and kind of just put it all together, celebrating our birthdays and celebrating Easter as well. But my birthday was really, really nice. I got some really nice presents. I got to spend a lot of time with the family. And
so what was the best present? Ooh. The big one, the number one, the one that you thought, oh wow, this is the coolest thing I received.
Well, honestly, I think the nicest one I got was a Ghostbusters t-shirt. I never had a Ghostbusters t-shirt before. And it wasn't easy to find one, but Mom and Dad were able to give me a really nice one, and I wore it yesterday after I was done with a church, and it's just a really nice piece of memorabilia for me.
Fantastic. All right, so very, very good indeed. And so 31, starting to feel old.
Honestly, I don't really feel it.
No.
At least not yet.
Well, wait till you get to be my age. But no, happy birthday belatedly. And I hope was a terrific Sunday and a terrific birthday.
It was also nice to get a lot of rain. Just a nice, steady rain.
Yeah, we got pretty drenched, and hopefully that will green things up and get us, you know, I mean, it's the 21st of April. We haven't really had that feel yet for spring. It's been nippy. It's been wet. It's been windy. It's been so windy. We've still been talking a lot about wind chills. So hopefully we're going to get past that rather soon. Also, again, we're going to talk about this quite a bit the next couple of days because we want you to be aware of what's going on. Civic Media has announced we're going to be changing things up just a little bit. It will be a new lineup for our news talk stations. And, of course, 98.9 WXCO is one of the members, very proud members, of Civic Media's news talk lineup. And it's going to be new starting this Wednesday. So, basically, we're down to our final two shows here. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, we're not going away. Hey, folks out there, you're hoping that we're going away. We're not going away. So stop the celebration, stop the dancing, stop all of the ho-ho-ho. See?
Joke's on you.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be part of the new Civic Media morning show. Yes, and it's going to be a fresh three-hour morning show, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. He will be still starting at 6 a.m. Pat will go from 6 until 9 a.m. But during the course of that show, we're going to be part of that show at times. For the statewide audience. And also, we are going to be getting individual segments, a couple of segments in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. So basically, it's going to be more of a, you know, we're going to be adding elements of our Central Wisconsin community along with the elements statewide that Pat will be focusing on. So it's a brand new way of looking at things in the morning. So we'll still be here. We'll still be talking to interesting folks from Central Wisconsin. We'll be discussing the news, the sports, the entertainment, everything that's going on here in Central Wisconsin. So again, if you're looking to get information about what's happening here in Central Wisconsin, whether it's through the news or whether it's through the things that make living in Central Wisconsin great, we will still be here doing it every morning. So just make sure if you tune in starting at 8 o'clock for our program every morning, start tuning in a little earlier. In fact, start tuning in at 6 with Pat, and then sometimes I may be on in that first hour. Who knows? I know Pat has some ideas about that. But for sure, we're going to be on between 7 and 9 a.m. So make sure that you're with us from those time frames. And also make sure you stick around during the course of the entire day. We will have the Jane Manton Air program, Manton Air on Air. It's moving up 1 hour. She'll be on now from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m., right after Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Then from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., it will be the Tom Hartman program. So you'll be able to get up to speed on all the issues and the newsmakers that are going on nationally. Keep up to date with that with Tom Hartman from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Todd Alba, he'll still be around, but he's moving back a couple of hours. Todd Alba, who's on for today and tomorrow from noon until 2, starting on Wednesday, will be on from 2 until 4 p.m. And then Maggie Dawn, likewise, moving back 2 hours. She'll be on from 4 until 6 p.m. And, of course, Nightlight with Pete Schwabo will continue from 6 until 8 p.m. So, again, we want to keep talking about this. Make sure you're aware. Make sure that when you turn on your radio on Wednesday morning and you hear things differently, you don't start to panic. You don't start to, I mean, I don't, I want to make sure when I turn on my radio, I don't start panicking. But no panic. Things are just changing a bit. And we'll see the brand new lineup starting on Wednesday morning. Again, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 till 9. Ian and myself, part of that program, especially with individual segments between 7 and 9 a.m., then Matin Air on Air from 9 to 11, Tom Hartman from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., Todd Alba from 2 till 4, Maggie Dawn from 4 till 6. So again, that starts on Wednesday, and have no fear, we're still going to have our number for the day. So
yes, we are.
Keep track of that. I'm still trying to figure out exactly where we're going to put it, though. I'm not sure because there's still some talk about exactly how things are going to go. Mm-hmm. But I will let you know, folks, so you make sure not to miss it. It may not be in the same time slot. Well, no, it's not going to be in the exact same time slot, but it may be in a different earlier segment because I'm actually thinking.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe we may connect it right after our talk with Brittany Merlot, because Brittany's still going to be with us every morning at 8:21, so you can plan your day out with the weather. We know how important the weather is to the activities that you may have out there. Brittany will continue to be with us every weekday at 8:21. And again, a lot of the same voices that you've been hearing over the last couple of years will continue to join us here just between 7 and 9 and in different time frames and different slots. And we're going to, you know, going to figure it out as we go along. It's going to be brand new. But please be aware, starting on Wednesday, our new lineup on Civic Media. Well, coming up, we will have an opportunity to talk to Brittany Merlot. She'll be coming up after a quick timeout with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Still is the Chad Holmes Show for at least a couple of more days here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube.
And right now we have, again, some light rain falling in north central Wisconsin here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Light rain, fog, mist, 39 degrees is the temperature. And if you go on to our YouTube channel now, you can actually, for the first time, I think, in forever, see us all. You see me. You see Ian Welsh, and you see Brittany Merlot. And the thing about it is, Brittany, and I don't know if you have any information on this, but apparently we had some sort of power outage here because we came in here and a lot of things were off, and they had some things that popped back on. And I don't know why. I'm not sure whether or not it was a case of this. I have no idea. And it caused some issues, and Ian couldn't see the cursor on his computer. So it's like we're dead air for the first minute of the show because we can't get on the air. Then I bring, and we have this way I can bring up on my little computer remotely our on-air machinery. And somehow when I brought it up, the cursor came back. I mean, it's been nuts here this morning. And then I, because he couldn't get all of our screens figured out, so I put my screen up and then, hey, I just mute my mic in here. I use the real mic, and all of a sudden, 2 days from the end of the program, we've got this figured out.
Yay!
But the thing about it is, as I said in the last segment, with the changes coming starting on Wednesday, me and Ian will be with Pat basically during the 7 to 9 o'clock hours, and we will have our local segments here during that program, and we're not going to change a thing at 8:21 or 8:22, I think it's going to be, because I did see the new clock. I think it's going to be 8:22 now, but you're still going to be with us to have a laser focus on Wausau and central Wisconsin weather, so people can get their day off to a great start knowing what the weather's going to be like.
Perfect. So this is exciting news. I'm so excited because, you know, Wausau is important. We get different weather than the rest. You know, we got an inch of rain yesterday, an inch of rainfall. And I think the wind maybe messed up some of that technology. It's been a Monday, hasn't it?
It has. And it was a drencher. I mean, especially starting in the evening yesterday, and then late last night I woke up like once during the course of the evening, late overnight, you know, and I could hear outside again. The rain was coming down pretty good, and then again I woke up later and I didn't hear anything, and then when I woke up this morning, oh, it's raining again. So it was one of those old-time spring drenchers, which actually we kind of needed, and this should really green things up.
Yes, it was a soaker, and the state got it, and that is essentially pulling us out of a drought. All of us, the entire state, should be drought free, and we still got a little bit of rain left to go this week. Unfortunately, it's timed out, right? You know, we have the NFL draft in Green Bay. We've got this low pressure system that is moving into the state midweek, and it's going to stall right over Wisconsin before it clears on out of here. So what we've got going on today is a low pressure. Actually, it's right over Wausau right now. This is what the middle of a low pressure looks like. It is just cloudy, dark, raw, too. Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's just gross outside right now. I mean, temperatures are at about 40 degrees, but with the winds on top of it, they're still gusting at 30 to 40 miles per hour this morning, and it's making it feel about freezing. So it feels about 32 degrees this morning, and the winds aren't going to quit. So highs today in the mid-40s will probably feel about the low 40s or so to upper 30s. So still just a dark, dreary, damp day. The showers will wind down. They will stop about noon or so. Then we'll start to see slowly clearing clouds. So maybe spots of sunshine before the sun sets tonight. We will drop pretty chilly overnight, or we could be waking up to a frost right around 30 degrees or so. And then tomorrow, we've got another low pressure moving in, and it's going to kind of start to bump in. It's going to send a wave of rain through. I think that'll probably hit us around 10 to noon tomorrow, but it will be warmer. We are going to hit highs in the mid-50s tomorrow, and the warm front really moves in for Wednesday. We'll brighten things up. The sunshine will come out, and we're going to flirt with 70 degrees on Wednesday. So that's really going to be greening things up. I think once you get all that moisture in the rain, the sun comes out, we're going to start to see the grass greening, some trees budding. It is just going to be gorgeous. But then here's the next system, right? We're getting into the NFL draft time now.
Yeah.
Thursday, this low pressure is going to be sitting over Wisconsin. It's going to stall on Lake Michigan and then slide south into Friday. So we are looking at rain Thursday night into our Friday morning. That should wind down about noon or so before we start to clear out, and a high pressure system will build in. So if you are headed to the Fox Valley, I'm suggesting a poncho. I wouldn't want an umbrella smacking me in the head and carrying that around and with all the people, who wants that? So put a little poncho in your pocket or your purse or wherever you're going. Temperatures on Thursday will be in the mid-60s. Get a little cooler on Friday to the upper 50s. And then, like I said, on Saturday and Sunday, a high pressure moves in. Tons of sunshine, dry all weekend long. Highs at about 60 degrees.
All right. I got to tell you, though, I was looking at the forecast this week and basically what you were saying. The one day that we don't have a broadcast for me to be outside broadcasting is Wednesday. the perfect day to be outside. But no, what? no complaints on that. Real quickly, what are the details here for our early week forecast?
Yeah, a little crisp, a little cool today. Still dark and dreary. Those showers will wind down by noon. Highs at about 45 degrees. Winds are going to be whipping, though. Gusts around 40, making us feel more like the upper 30s. So the coolest day of the week is today. We warm things up tomorrow to the mid-50s. We still got light rain rolling in late morning to early afternoon tomorrow. And then beautiful sunshine on Wednesday. Highs near 70. It's going to be great.
Fantastic. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for the information. Have yourself a great Monday. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us every weekday morning at this time, and that will continue even past Wednesday. We'll continue to get the laser-focused Wausau weather forecast every weekday morning at about 8:22, starting on Wednesday here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now in Wausau, 39 degrees, light rain, fog, and mist. Dew point of 36, relative humidity of 89%. Winds northwest at 8 miles per hour. The visibility is only 2 miles and the barometer 29.57 inches. Information update coming up. And then we're going to talk about homeless in Wausau coming up after that.
And Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel there. You can see my face now. You can see Ian's face now. We finally figured it all out when it's almost too late. I tell you, I don't know. Sometimes timing is everything. But here, come on, you can go on, see us both real close. We always had this long shot of me. Now you can almost see the pores on my face. I'm not sure I like that, but doggone it, at least now we can see me and you at the same time. We used to be able to, then one of our cameras broke, and me being useless when it comes to technology, not being able to figure it out. So it's like...
You're not useless.
But so join us on YouTube and be able to see it. And you can also see previous programs on our WXCO channel at youtube.com as well. You can also join us by calling or texting at 715 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And we want you to be part of the show, and I hope that you'll continue during our segments, during the new mornings when we start on Wednesday. We'd love to hear your thoughts, because whether we're talking about something or we're not talking about something that you think we should be talking about, we'd love to have you be part of the program. Again, 715-382-9297 to join us here on the show. I'm going to try to put together like four different little pieces of information here in this segment, because we had Easter yesterday. We heard it this morning, the death of the Pope. We have
heard about that at the top of the hour.
Yeah, so I want to mention that. We have Donald Trump's Easter message yesterday. And tonight in Wausau, we have the Wausau Public Health and Safety Committee receiving an in-depth update on homelessness in Wausau. You're probably thinking, how are we going to put all this together? Well, I do think there's connections to all of this. I want to start off with, of course, the death of the Pope. I just want to mention briefly. And the reason we're going to connect, we're going to go Pope to Trump to Easter to local, or Pope to Easter to Trump to local. I got the arrows pointing in the right direction.
Yeah.
But the headline on WausauPilotandReview.com says, Pope Francis, first Latin American pontiff who ministered with a charming, humble style, dies at 88. I thought the word humble is the one that really stood out to me. And that's the way that people that truly believe in the word of Jesus Christ should be performing. And I guess I'm going to add a fifth element.
Go ahead.
The man that on Fridays on WSAU goes Faith on Fridays and tries to talk about faith and be the leader of some sort of group, religious group, for his listenership, I think he needs to be a little bit more humble.
I would agree.
Based on what he says on the airwaves each and every day. But talking about the Pope, and again, this was a man that truly did serve a God that he believed in with all of his soul and all of his might.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, I don't have the same beliefs. I grew up as a Catholic. I went to religious education as a kid. I went through the whole process, got confirmed when I was in high school. I have faded away, because over the last number of decades, I've seen the issues within the church, the crimes within the church, and it's made me pull back. That I don't think that folks, whether they're on the radio or whether they're walking around the communities, truly have all the answers. I think that we all have to have our own personal beliefs. And I don't believe that being a person of faith, quote, end quote, makes you either a better person or a worse person. And there's sometimes, I think, this false equivalency that someone that is a faithful person, a religious person, especially a religious person, because a follower of organized religion is somehow better than others. And I truly don't believe that. And I never got that sense from Pope Francis. And that's something that I think will go down in his legacy. And again, the word humble, the word that I think really stands out, that you have to be humble if you're going to try to bring folks along with you on your journey. And I think that's what he tried to do. He had a concern for the poor, which I find such a disconnect between a lot of what you'd call Christian conservatives and the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Where is that concern for the poor as opposed to concern for the wealthy? He alienated conservatives with harsh critiques of capitalism and climate change. So again, the folks on the right try to monopolize, I think, the idea of faith and religion, when it really is not that way. When you really look at the way that many leaders of different religious sects throughout the world live, it is as far away from the far-right philosophy on life itself that we could possibly be.
Right.
So I do think that Pope Francis will be somebody that is missed, and I hope that the next pope carries on that critique in certain areas that need to be critiqued. I do worry sometimes about somebody coming in that will be more amenable to a lot of the far-right religious believers, not just in this country, but around the world as well. And then you have the President of the United States in what I would call a disgusting message sent to the American people on Easter Sunday.
Dare I ask?
Well, President Donald Trump slammed former President Joe Biden, who is actually a person that does live his faith. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is a Catholic who is a devout Catholic, a Catholic that does go to church. Donald Trump didn't go to church yesterday. He spent time putting out hateful messages on Easter Sunday. Mm. He slammed, as well, radical left lunatics. He slammed the courts. And then, after doing all the hateful fear-mongering, wished them with great love, sincerity, and affection a very happy Easter. But it was basically a long, grievance-filled message that got all the attention. He said, "Happy Easter to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting and scheming so hard that bring murderers, drug lords, dangerous prisoners, the mentally insane, and well-known MS-13 gang members and wife beaters back into our country." Mr. Trump went on to wish a happy Easter to the weak and ineffective judges and law enforcement officials who are allowing this sinister attack on our nation to continue. The president continued, accusing sleepy Joe Biden of purposely allowing millions of criminals to enter our country totally unvetted and unchecked through an open borders policy that will go down in history as the single most calamitous act ever perpetrated upon America. And on this Easter Sunday message of love, he said, "Biden was by far our worst and most incompetent president, a man who had absolutely no idea what he was doing."
Of course he would say that.
"To Biden and all those whom the president claimed cheated in the 2020 presidential election in order to get this highly destructive moron elected," he added, "I wish you with great love, sincerity, and affection a very happy Easter."
It sounds like the whole thing was said a sarcastic
way. No, he believes this stuff. And the thing about
the
final
part.
And I don't care. I don't care whether he's lighthearted in any way. This was Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. Could he not, on one holiday, put away the grievance, put away the lies? But he's incapable of doing that. And the folks that went to church yesterday on a Easter Sunday and then saw this, and you're supporting this man, how do you put the two opposites together? The word of Jesus Christ and the word of Donald J. Trump. And the people that actually put out on their social media or wear on their T-shirts, "Jesus Christ hugging Donald Trump." I mean, there's lots of those out there. Like, Jesus is less than Donald Trump. How do you put this together, you folks out there that are the so-called true believers, who then are the true believers in Donald Trump as well? I don't understand it. So that's another aspect to it. And then we have as well, because after Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a man that catered to the poor, spoke to the poor, embraced the poor and the homeless, the city of Wausau Public Health and Safety Committee tonight will receive an in-depth update on homelessness in Wausau during this meeting this evening. That's according to WausauPilotandReview.com. They will get new data on shelter use, service gaps, and outreach efforts aimed at helping assisted residents transition to permanent housing. According to a report prepared by community outreach specialist Tracy Durante, approximately 93 unhoused individuals were identified in March by area service providers, including Catholic Charities, the Women's Community, Bridge Street Mission, and the Marathon County Jail. However, that number could misrepresent the true population, as agencies do not cross-reference clients. Individuals who seek shelter from multiple organizations may be counted more than once, and the figure does not include those who are couch surfing or staying temporarily with friends or family. But you have, again, I think this incredible pulling of different directions when you have those that are called Christian conservatives or Christian nationalists.
Mm-hmm. Compared Christian to radicals.
I mean, when you compare them to the actual word of Pope Francis, of Jesus Christ himself, there is a complete opposite there. And yet they don't seem to understand the dichotomy of it, of true living the word, and Donald Trump's hate-filled messages being the opposite of what folks like Pope Francis and Jesus Christ would provide on a special day like Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So again, I just think there was a great connection here, and I'll be curious to see the report that is put out tonight and the discussion that is put out tonight when it gets together here in the city of Wausau as this continuing issue in our community, the issue of homelessness and those who need the help of others. So again, I think there is a connection in from the local to the state to the national to the international.
Indeed.
On this day after Easter. The time is 8:48. Again, it's a little bit of a dreary start, to say the least, here in downtown Wausau. Some light rain, some fog, some mist, and the temperature of 39 degrees. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And you can join us again at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page to see a video stream, see my pleasant face, see Ian's pleasant face as well. Today, we were scheduled to bring you Marathon High School softball as the Marathon Red Raiders scheduled to play the Stratford Tigers. However, that game has been postponed due to the weather. So at this point, we are changing it to Newman Catholic High School softball as the Cardinals scheduled to take on Auburndale on the road. We'll see whether or not that game gets played or not. But at this point, that game is still on, and we'd be on the air for the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. So again, at this point, scheduled to bring you Newman Catholic High School softball at Auburndale, and the game would be broadcast right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow, scheduled for Wausau West High School softball, Warriors in Stevens Point taking on the Spash Panthers, and we'd have coverage of that one starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30. So again, we are your exclusive Wausau Radio home for high school sports play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. Had a busy weekend. Had Wausau West baseball Friday evening. Then had a doubleheader with the Warriors on Saturday as well. And I always ask you this, Ian, but why do we do this? Why do I take so much of my time and travel around and bring you high school sports play-by-play coverage, other than the fact that I love doing it?
That's true. But it's also because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Absolutely. So, yep, absolutely. And
like you said, it's a lot of fun to do as well.
Yes, it is. And the thing about it, though, is it is part of the deal. And when I say part of the deal, that everybody that has a broadcast, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, the Federal Communications Commission gives us a license, and it has to be renewed from time to time. And you have to show that you are providing public interest activities, not just trying to make money, but actually trying to do things that are of the public interest, whether it's covering news stories, whether it's reporting on the news, whether it is talking about what's happening within your community. And also, and I think that covering area high school sports is something that falls within that umbrella as well.
Absolutely.
And we take that very seriously. And you got to make your own decisions, but for decades, the station down the road actually did this. For decades, they covered high school athletics on a regular basis.
Long time.
For like 50 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a couple of years ago, they said, well, not going to do it anymore. Yeah, we've got the streamer that can do it, you know, so we don't have to do it. So we don't have to worry about it. Well, just because there's some streamer that does some games, they don't do all the games. They don't cover, you know, at the level that we do for the teams that we cover. So I just, I think it's important, and I think it's something that we will continue to hang our hat on, and it's something that I hope that you folks enjoy as well. And I do get the feedback that says, yes, it's important that we do cover the games. They also appreciate it when we do bring on young people, whether it's through sports or through theater or through anything else that these kids are up to, that's important. They also said, hey, we like your high school sports show because you get a chance to talk in a long-form setting to some of these young people. So, again, I think it is important and something that we do truly believe in. It's part of the mission here at Civic Media. And it's not just our station. We got other stations on Civic Media that do in their communities. They cover high school sports. But I do say that none does it at the level that we do it. We have the most. And we're proud of that fact as well, beyond anybody else, that we continue to cover at this level. So, again, as we continue to evolve with Civic Media, as I said, we're going to be evolving just this week with our talk lineup. We're going to continue to evolve, but we're not going to pull back on what we do. We're not going to pull back on covering what's happening in the area. We're not going to pull back in any way. So if you folks out there think you're doing a little celebrating last
week, I want to hold off on that.
Yeah, don't be doing your little jigs like you think you're winning some sort of battle here, because that ain't happening, folks. We're going to keep on keeping on here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, coming up, we're going to find out what's happening. Again, the big headline news, I think, this morning, and we're going to hear more about it, the death of the Pope. And obviously, he had been in poor health. He had rallied. I mean, boy, it was really an amazing comeback, and he was able to make it through one more Easter holiday, but passes away at the age of 88. I'm sure we'll get more information on that. Plus news, weather, and sports from around the area and around the state, plus an entertainment update as well. And then it's back with hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. And, of course, we still have our daily history lesson and number for the day quiz. And we'll take a look at what the topic is for our number for the day for today coming up in the next segment as well. 8:58 is the time. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.